This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما شاء من شيء بعد الحمد لله أولاً وآخراً وظاهراً وباطناً الحمد لله على كل حال ونعوذ بالله من حال أهل النار الحمد لله الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاءً أحوى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله وخيرته من خلقه صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى الآل والصحب الكرام أما بعد فالله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. My beloved brothers and sisters, every time we achieve something, we love to celebrate that achievement in one way or another. Every time we achieve something, we become happy. This time we have achieved the entire month of Ramadan in obedience of Allah, fasting, standing in prayer, recitation of Quran, giving charities, remembrance of Allah, and so many more acts of worship. May Allah accept them from us. As a result of these acts of worship, Allah has given us a day to rejoice. Allah has given us a day to celebrate this huge achievement. And on this day, it is indeed a day that has been given to rejoice to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So declare the greatness of Allah by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. On this day, one of the most important things is for us to dress with the best of our clothing, on condition that that clothing is well within what Allah has ordained, and not that which Allah would be displeased with. May Allah make that easy for us, and may we be strengthened to realize that what is beautiful is what Allah has ordained. What is beautiful can never be that which Allah Almighty would be displeased with. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. This is a day in which fasting is prohibited because Allah Almighty wants us to eat and to thank Him. The discipline that we achieved during the month of Ramadan is to be extended by way of us abstaining from that which displeases Allah and engaging in whatever pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today He told us, you're not allowed to fast. Hence, it is prohibited to fast on this day. Allah Almighty wants us to eat and drink and thank Allah, and to eat and drink and show appreciation without being wasteful and reaching out to those who do not have the food and the drink. Hence, we have something known as Zakatul Fitr or Sadaqatul Fitr, which we should have already given to the poor in order for them to have something to eat on a day like this and to enjoy and to thank Allah, to be part of the beautiful ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. My brothers and sisters, if you notice, the takbir is the declaration of the greatness of Allah. subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants us to worship Him alone, and He wants us to abstain from rendering any act of worship to anyone or anything besides Him. Because the most important pillar of Islam is the declaration of faith. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Hence, we will not render a single act of worship to anyone besides Allah, because they are not worthy of worship. Besides Allah, none is worthy of worship. That is the primary declaration of faith in Islam. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his messenger and his prophet. So whatever he brought, whatever he did, whatever he said, I will take it very seriously. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. On a day of Eid, Allah Almighty wants you to gather together and to do Eid in a large group known as the Ummah, because we need to support one another. We need to greet one another with Assalamu Alaikum, peace be upon you, to begin with, before we give them the congratulatory pleasantries regarding Eid. So before you say Eid Mubarak and taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, you start off by saying Assalamu Alaikum, because that is the greeting that we are taught as Muslimin.
Tahiyyatuhum yawma yalqawnahu salam.
The greeting that will happen when we meet with Allah in this verse, when they meet with Allah, the greeting that will happen is salam, which means peace. The idea is, on this day you shall be in peace. No one will harm you, no one will bother you. So when I greet you in this world with Assalamu Alaikum, I am telling you, peace be upon you. May no harm come to you, neither from me nor from anyone else. What a beautiful ummah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says the ummah is like one body. If any part of it is in pain, the entire body is in pain, suffers with insomnia and so on. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza are struggling. Our brothers and sisters in Palestine need our dua and our help, our support in whatever way we can. It would be wrong for us to have a day of Eid without remembering them. Oh Allah, grant them goodness. Oh Allah, protect them. Oh Allah, grant them victory. Oh Allah, help them. Oh Allah, you know that we are bleeding within. Oh Allah, help them and grant them the best of this world and the next. Oh Allah, forgive our shortcomings as an ummah, for indeed we have failed them. We know your strength, Ya Allah. You have allowed this to happen, Oh Allah, for reasons you know best. You expect us to help them too, Ya Allah. But Ilah al-Alameen, we have failed them. Forgive our shortcomings. My brothers and sisters, as you continue through this day, don't forget your brothers and sisters in Palestine. And beyond Palestine, wherever they are suffering and struggling, be it in Sudan or Somalia or Afghanistan or wherever else it may be, there are brothers and sisters of ours who are struggling. And at times people are struggling in our own midst without us knowing. Oh Allah, alleviate their struggles. Whoever is going through difficulty, Ilah al-Alameen, make it easy for them. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. My brothers and sisters, many people have started taking their deen seriously, and many people are entering the fold of Islam. Go easy on them as you are teaching them, as you are encouraging them. Go easy on them and realize and understand that Allah always brings His worshippers and His slaves who are sincere and who continuously ask Him to guide them. He brings them towards the guidance, at times with baby steps, one at a time. But trust me, as an ummah, we care for everyone, the weak and the strong, and we pray for them, and we will not harm them. So be conscious of the fact that many who may not be practicing as well as they should
need a nudge and they need to be helped and supported. A word of encouragement needs to be said to them rather than a word that will chase them away from the deen of Allah. So congratulations to every one of you for fasting during the month of Ramadan. If because of sickness or travel you were unable to fast, there is no sin upon you. You make it up after today, any of the days, insha'Allah. And you will be rewarded in a similar fashion because that is the mercy of Allah. Allah Almighty tells us whoever has not fasted because of travel and because of being unwell and so on, they will fast and make it up later. Similarly, a woman who was unable to fast due to her cycle, Allah Almighty asks her to make up the fasts later and she will achieve a greater reward because not only did she observe the Ramadan in the obedience of Allah, when Allah said eat, she ate. When Allah said do not eat, she did not eat. When Allah said fast, she fasted. When Allah said do not fast, she did not fast. So not only did she achieve the reward of Ramadan, but even out of Ramadan, when she makes up the fasts, they will be equivalent to the fast of Ramadan. May Allah Almighty bless all of us. May Allah Almighty grant us from His virtue, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. My brothers and sisters, as an ummah, we are one body. There may be differences amongst us, but remember, never disrespect a person who utters the shahada. In fact, we are taught not to disrespect another human because everyone is a potential Muslim. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness and guide us and guide everyone else to the straight path. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, in your families, solve your matters and your problems. You have differences with your parents, with your brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts, with your husbands or your wives. Make sure that you resolve the matters. This is a day to solve matters. It's not a competition as to who was right and who was wrong. When you say, I am sorry, let's turn a new leaf. Let's start afresh. Let's forgive one another. Have a big heart. If someone has come to you with that statement, take it seriously and make an effort. Make an effort, inshallah, to open your heart and to forgive one another. This life is very short. We live for a few years, we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no point in holding grudges for so long with your own kith and kin. Allah says in the Quran that goodness is achieved by those who try to resolve matters and to solve problems, especially with those whom you are related to. May Allah Almighty help us. On this day, we remember the deceased, the martyrs of Gaza and Palestine. May Allah grant them the highest ranks of Jannah. And the martyrs and those who've passed away from any other place in the world, the entire ummah, we ask Allah to forgive them too. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. My brothers and sisters, what a beautiful day. We're all smelling quite good. We're looking quite good. All this in the pleasure of Allah. When Allah asked us, we went ahead and we did it. Try to make it a point to fulfill your 5 daily prayers. In Ramadan, we engaged in extra voluntary prayer at night. What about the normal compulsory prayers out of Ramadan? Don't forget them, my brothers and sisters. Let's improve ourselves. Let's become those who are conscious of our duty unto Allah and our duty unto the rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahi alhamd. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'ani wa sunnati wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima feehima min al ayati wal hikmati aqulu qawli hadha. Wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimin fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.